وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته أخي أي جي. I wish you can call yourself with a better clear name so I could give you dua to your name. الله يبارك فيك أخي الكريم حفظك الله تعالى. You're asking about some Muslims give the meaning leech, something that lines for the word alaq in the ayah such خلق الإنسان من علق. Is contradicting the tafsir of Salaf in this way permissible? The reason for them doing it, so it's because the kuffar scientists deny that. Akhi, barakallahu fika. First thing, let us say like how you said, my dear brother, and it's true. Like you said, يعني, the scientists, they disagree about the word of al-alaq. You understand? I would like to say to you first, Akhi. First thing, let us discuss about this ayah. About the ayah that you mentioned. خلق الإنسان من علق. علق is the second stage after النطفة. The second stage after النطفة. النطفة means when the sperms mix with the egg of the females together, they will change after a while to be علق. علق means clot of blood. Means piece of blood. The shape of it is a bit long, like I'm gonna discover for you later, inshallah. So it's kind of a blood clot. And Allah Jalla Ala said, "Alaq, alaq." It's tashbih. يعني something like the alaq. Alaq. It's what you see in the water, small worm, long one. The color of it is black. I think they call it leech, أخي, in English, isn't it? Leech is when leech is the worm that could suck the blood from the animals and sometimes from the human. This the asl for it is alaq, so it's something like that. Barakallahu fiik. Then from the alaq will be the mudah, mukhallaqatun wa ghayru mukhallaqa, and the correct opinion regarding the third stage, the mudah. The mudah is first thing. Before I go into the mudah, you must realize, you must understand, it's a khilaf in between them. The first stage for the human is the alaq or the nutfah. Some they say it's the alaq because after the sperm mixed with the eggs will be alaq. So this is the first stage. The correct opinion, no. According to the zahir al-ayah, the first stage is a nutfah. A nutfah is the stage that when all of them mix, then they change to be the alaqa. Okay. Regarding the mudah. Al-mudah, you know, when you chew something, this piece of cloth will change to be mudah. Mudah, it's when you chew something, that is mudah. Mukhallaqatun wa ghayru mukhallaqa. Mukhallaqatun wa ghayru mukhallaqa. Mukhallaqa means have a shape and don't have shape. The correct opinion, مخلقة وغير مخلقة, it's a description for the مضغة itself. The مضغة, this مضغة passed by two different states. The first stage, when there's no shape for it. Then after that, the shape will come, the head, the hands, the feet. After 4 months, the shape will start improving more and more and more until it became a complete human. So this is the correct opinion. The mudra mukhallaqatu wa ghayru mukhallaqa. This for the same mudra, not some of the mudra mukhallaq, some of the mudra not mukhallaq. What's the meaning of that? What's the benefit of this? The benefit of this is in other masala of the miscarriage. If the woman miscarriage the mudra before the 4 months and it was mukhallaqa, what's the hukm? You understand? Inshallah we explain this in a different place. Now we go back to the issue, Akhi. You said the scientists, they don't agree about the second stage, the alaqah. Ya akhi, barakallah fiik. Maybe some of the science that you know. But in general, it's a fact, akhi. The stage of the alaqah, no one deny it. You understand? And if they deny it, it's out of the ignorance. You must know, those medical people and whatever, you see, they didn't discover everything, you understand? The medical people and with all this research, every day by day, they face things that make them more confused and more, and create inside their brain more question marks. You understand? Like today, أخي, a small virus changed the whole world and make everybody stuck, no exception. 90% of the humankind today are affected because of coronavirus. You know what's meaning virus? Virus is something that in between life and death. يعني it's in the middle. He's not like, you can't describe by a life material or by a dead material. Subhanallah. Then when this material, come close to the seal, it changed to be alive. Otherwise, it's a dead. La ilaha illallah. Ajib, this virus. Until now, they don't understand how they deal with it, how they treat it. The virus is still a big question mark for them. In the end, I always tell my brother about that nice, beautiful statement from one of the philosophers telling about himself. He say, it doesn't matter how much we learn, how much we go deeper in regarding anything in this life, in the end, you're going to face one of the question marks in front of you. Why? How? When? How come? In the end, have a question mark. You cannot learn anything in this life until the end. And you have all knowledge about it, about anything, even about mosquitoes. You understand? About mosquitoes, subhanAllah, ajib these mosquitoes, ya akhi. Even why Allah mention it and why Allah dare the kuffar to bring like it, mosquito or the like fly, dubaba. Because amazing creation. In general, barakallahu fi. So like I said to you, one of the great statements also for one of the philosophers among those people is a great statement. Doesn't mean the person who is great. I'm talking about the statement because it came out of truth. He said, the human brain bordered by coaching words. It doesn't matter how you become knowledgeable, in the end you're going to bang yourself with one of the coaching words. Continue. Sorry, my brother, the talk is a lot in this, but I'm so tired, so I would like to give you the end. I remember a beautiful statement for صاحب كتاب التحرير التحرير والتنوير التفسير التحرير والتنوير the author the Tunisian Ibn Ashur التونسي رحمه الله تعالى. His book is beautiful book in تفسير, even though have a mistakes and this and that, but in general his book is so beautiful in تفسير. He wrote it in more than 20 years. In tafsir Surah Al-Hajj, still remember, in tafsir Surah Al-Hajj, in the ayah of Allah Ta'ala, in the first page, in the first, the second end, on the first page, قال الله تعالى, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطُفَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ مُخَلَّقَةٍ وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَةٍ قَالَ مِنْ عَلَقَةٍ. He said, the scientists, they said, يعني he said, because he, this man is a big researcher, rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, today, the Saturday, they proved that the alaqa size is, I think he said, 10 or 11 or 12 millimeter long. You understand? So, just to show you, akhi barakallah, it's not all scientists. And it doesn't matter, they know or they don't know, we know better. It's been mentioned in kitabullah ta'ala, enough. Finish. قال الله تعالى سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنهم الحق. Soon or later they're gonna see Allah's signs in their self, in Allah's creation, to know about the glory of Allah عز وجل. In the end, أخي بارك الله فيك, all the theories and the facts that those people they find it, if it's go with our religion, alhamdulillah, it's نور على نور. If it's conflict, is rejected 100% because you people, you know less. You don't know much. Allah knows the best. You understand? Allah knows the best. And that's why your theories keep changing more and more. So when statements come from them, even if it's so our religion and it's good, we take it to make us understand better. But we don't take it to believe because we believe already. You understand? So their speech doesn't support us to believe. Their speech supports us to understand. I want all my brothers to understand this issue. The life facts that came from the medical field, came from the constructions field, came from the any kind of material field in dunya, these things, if it's our evidence and the religion, it doesn't support us to believe, no. It supports us to understand better only. So big difference between the two understanding. Whoever mix in between them will drop himself in really dangerous path and way. Whatever come from them, make us understand better. It doesn't make us believe more. No. هو سماكم المسلمين من قبل يؤمنون بالغيب. Allah praised the believers because they believe on the unseen. Believe in the unseen. Finish. آمنا بالله والرسول. فهمتم يا أخوان؟ I gave you a small example from the statement of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, before he moved to Medina, he starts fasting already Ashura. You understand? Because he knew the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it's a great day. It's a great day. So he started fasting Ashura. Then when the Prophet moved to Medina, he saw the Jewish, they made this day for them, it's a day of Shukr. And they fasted and they make it holy for them till the end. So the Prophet, he asked them, he said, why are you acting like that specifically in this day? فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةِ فَقَالُوا because Allah saved Musa and Banu Israel in this day from Fir'aun. فَقَالَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. We deserve Musa more than you. Like how we deserve Ibrahim, we deserve Musa more than you. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَهَذَا النَّبِيُّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Like how we deserve all the prophets, we deserve Musa also. وَأَمَرَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِصِيَامِ رَسُولٍ. At that time, he made fasting Ashura obligate. Do you understand the point, the conclusion of this? The conclusion of this, we don't take our religion from Jewish, from Christians, from those people who they are not in the field. No. We don't take our religion from them, but we could take the information to make us understand more about our shara if it doesn't conflict and if it supports, to make us understand more, even though the faith and the iman and the right understanding is exist there firm 100%. You understand? So if it's so, alhamdulillah, if it is it doesn't matter. Barakallah, he is in the general. Hafizakallah.